The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today.
Showtime. The right way to start your day. This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
So instead of 3-14, I mean, they could have probably easily been 7 in the math.
7 and 10.
I like the math.
From now on, 7
just
and
the
say
math.
The number of wins, and then say the math for the loss.
Yeah. Oh, this is awful. Sure. It's Creplock. It's an acquired taste. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
The problem right now is they're doing pre-algebra. It's pre-algebra right now. When you get to Minnesota, calculus. So you go from pre-algebra to calculus.
What was that?
What's up with you in math today? Why do you keep bringing up math?
Because I want you guys to give me credit for it.
But then you speak.
Did you follow the recipe? The recipe was for 4 to 6 people. I had to multiply it for 183 people. I guess I got confused.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Now live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studios at Radio City with Gabe Neitzel and Mark Chamora. Here's Jen Latta.
She wants to ride it, she's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever, she's too excited. Her man look like he wanna fight. He ain't doing nothing but running his mouth. Talk about it, we all about it. They make the plans, we sit and count. Our chairs stacked just like a mountain. You heard about it, she running her mouth. She wants
brace
to
yourself,
ride.
Jen, Gabe, and Chewy loyal listeners. Brace yourself, ESPN Milwaukee people. Yesterday, what was the date of yesterday? I feel like we need to write this down, carve it in stone, put up a monument.
August 10th. Wednesday, August 10th.
2022. Mark Chamora blocked everybody.
What did I do?
Breaking news.
Ah, you were a good teammate. You showed up to support.
Oh,
and you were out at the Doc Hounds game while there were two people in this little group we have here who are noticeably absent.
Okay, Gabe.
What's the first thing you said to me in the hallway? What is the first thing you said to me in the hallway?
I don't remember, but it doesn't count that you went to something that's 5 minutes from your house. It doesn't count as blocking.
What did you say? Why didn't you want to go?
The drive was too far.
Oh!
At night, the drive was too far.
Everyone complained about the drive. Scals, Benny,
yep.
Gabe.
I got baited into it, but sure.
They said, oh, this drive. I do it every day.
I said, what's up
Boo-hoo.
To Chew? And he goes, how was the drive? I'm like, well, there was some, you hit Brewers traffic, then you hit State Fair traffic.
Just so you know, I knew that
drive.
That is exactly how that exchange went down. I knew that the first thing out of his mouth was trying to prod you on the drive.
God forbid we go to Waukesha County.
Hey, I was
God
there, pal.
How
was the event, guys? How was it?
It was tremendous.
That stadium's great.
I mean, for somebody that is constantly complaining, Jen, about how we don't have a group photo, and somehow I got blamed for us not having a group photo at my wedding.
Oh, well, I'm glad you're finally taking responsibility for that.
Chewy was out in public. This was the opportunity to get the group photo out doing something.
I'd like to raise my hand here. I didn't believe that Chewy was actually going to show up, so I didn't want to waste my time.
Well,
it was a baseball game. You should have been there.
I know. You're right. Like, again, this is on me. I should have been there, but also at 6:30, I got to drive back. I was doing some baking yesterday. I had a lot of, my car got stolen, you guys remember, so I got a lot of stuff going on.
With all things being told, I was made to go.
Oh.
What do you mean made to go?
And she wanted to see the stadium. Oh. Does it amaze you that I know everybody, though?
Chewy knows a lot of people.
Wait, do you know everybody, or does everybody know you? There's a difference.
Chewy knows everybody.
Is there a difference?
Yes, there's a difference.
Chewy knows everybody. But well, because, people will recognize Chewy. But Chewy knows a lot of other people.
Does he know them, or is he just pretending to know them?
Like, I knew one of the owners. I didn't know he was an owner. Gabe went over to his house. He happened to be, he married Angie's cousins. His brother
cousins?
Married Angie's
one
cousins.
Of multiple
one
cousins.
Of Angie's
yeah.
cousins.
Yeah, yeah. Utah.
Now they're Mormon.
Let's not go Mississippi here. Okay.
Mr. Mississippi.
You're the one telling the story.
And then the PA announcer was the PA at Waukesha West. when I was coaching there.
Feels to me like maybe all you Waukesha County people kind of just
ancestral?
Hang out.
Yeah.
No, just hang out in Waukesha County.
I thought
you
just said we were avoiding Mississippi.
I know, but it was almost.
You can't make that joke starting at the end of the month when Farvey's joining us, can you?
Oh, sure I can. He knows.
He was there.
Yeah.
He's aware of general things going on around him.
He's aware
of
the state motto.
This is my sister-in-law and my cousin.
Yeah, the state motto, which is, what's so bad about a tie? So the Dockhounds game was last night. Y'all went to that, and you enjoyed it. Now, I saw that Benny and Scals threw out first pitches.
They did.
So multiple first pitches. They had multiple people throwing out the first pitch. Whose was better?
So I was not there for that. But I got a review. I got a review when I got there from one of the members of the Dockhounds team who said that they were both very bad.
I disagree with that sentiment, actually. Have you seen the video?
I have not seen it.
They're both posted online at ESPN Milwaukee.
Did you guys also know that someone is throwing out the first pitch after the Ash Bash?
Yeah, Ric Flair.
No. Ric Flair is there, but someone else is throwing out the first pitch.
Are you the proxy?
Is it
because Ric Flair cannot throw out the first pitch?
From my understanding, both Rick and I are going to be throwing out first pitches.
Same time?
I haven't gotten the details, but I doubt it's at the
You're time. Throwing to Ric Flair.
No, that's a lot of pressure. That's
no,
a lot.
It's not.
Yes, it, can you? Are you going to show up Ric Flair?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, one chance to do that in your life, absolutely.
If you're going to show up the Nature Boy, you show up the Nature Boy.
The Nature Boy.
I guess I assume that your admiration for him would eclipse your ego.
My competition? No.
Hold on. Gabe is stubborn.
Hold on. Did you hear what I said, though?
Which time?
When I was talking about Gabe throwing out the first pitch.
The Ash Bash?
That's what it's called.
I do like the Ash Bash. I'm not going to lie. It made me smile.
We're calling it the Ash Bash.
I love the Ash Bash.
Well, my question about the Ash Bash, is it the Ash Bash because it's a party with Ashton, or it's the Ash Bash because we're going to bash Ashton the entire time?
I think we both.
Why not both?
Let's put it on the poll. So it times up perfectly.
It should be great. You live right around the corner from there. So we do get to, I mean, Chewy's not going to be out in the wild. He's going to be in the privacy of his own home, but, you know, we'll all be together then.
I'm really intimidated
about
this.
Is that going to count as a second, like, company event? Is that going to count as a second GKB event? Because he's really going to mess up his average. Right now, he's averaging 0.7 company events per year, which is every once in a while there's a second one that messes up the number. But I think if he's there and this one, he's creeping up into the two range.
I don't know if this counts because you're throwing the party. You have complete control over the guest list, so I don't know if it's a GKB event.
Doesn't mean he has to show up.
Do you have a different house you could go to? I got a funny feeling
that's not
how that's going to play out because of the person who made you to go last.
Well, let me tell you this: if it rains, you guys have fun.
Okay. Where will you be watching Hard Knocks?
I'll be at the other house.
We got an awning.
The Truckers Show.
Do you really?
Yeah, with the hood, when it opens up, the thing, yeah.
The thing.
And a tent, we got all that.
Ooh, you bring a tent too?
We do bring tents to events that allow it.
Full service Rots Hots truck.
Well, you know.
This is going to be exciting. I'm excited about this, the Ash Bash. I'm loving
terrified.
It. And I have more breaking news for you guys.
Ooh.
We have breaking news.
I tried the Pep Malo last night.
Okay, I'm listening.
The what? Hold on, I didn't hear what you said.
The Pep Malo.
What is that?
That's the marsh pup.
Oh, the pepperoni marshmallow.
I have a lot of follow-up questions.
What do you mean you have a lot of follow-up questions?
I think you like soft pepperoni.
Okay. So I definitely was like putting away the stuff in the kitchen last night, and I put something into that drawer, you know, that has like the lunch meats and the hot dogs and that type of stuff. And I was like, ooh, pepperoni. Ooh, we have marshmallows. Let me just try this. So I cranked up the old burner. Right? Starts the fire going. Because, by the way, guys, if you ever want to roast a marshmallow very, very quickly, that is the way to do it, okay? Don't go outside. Don't start a fire with the kindling and all of the stuff and the accelerants and whatnot. Just go right to your burner, and it golden browned it. Crisped it up real nice. Stuck it between two slices of pepperoni, and I was like, here goes nothing.
Wait, but you didn't heat up the pepperoni.
I'm afraid you didn't do it right.
What do I need to do?
You need to have the pepperoni on the stick because the pepperoni has to get warm too.
The pepperoni was warm. Don't worry.
But it wasn't. It doesn't seem like you did it right.
Okay, well, let's get Jen's review first, okay. then we'll complain.
It was surprisingly delicious.
It is. I'm telling you guys. It's,
like, and
it's
then
good.
I made Dario try it, and he did not want to try it, but he did try it because, you know, Chewy, you want to fill him in on how that works. But anyway,
I think you already did.
He's like, this is not bad. And then I said, Chaser, come try this. So then Chaser came downstairs, and Chaser said, why is this good?
He didn't like it.
He liked it. Why is this good? Was his question.
That's like, the same reaction I had when I tried it.
It shouldn't be good. Like, philosophically, it shouldn't be good. And it was. So I just wanted to let you know, Ashy, that you, I know we don't have a drop for this moment, but you were right. So you can play it and we can do the thing.
Which one should I use here, guys?
What do you mean you win? I had a hand just like that before. I didn't win.
Because I win.
So the Pep Mellow was good.
I have to give it a shot.
So my thought, Ashy, was you should try this with the food truck. Just one time, like sell it. I don't know how you do it, like packaging and whatnot.
That's
but
the
like,
second part of that worries me. He's like, I don't know how I do it, but I should do it.
But well, like, charge $1 or $2 or whatever it is. I think people would enjoy it.
I should have used
when
my
I
menu
make
prices.
Fajitas, Gabe. When I make fajitas, you put the tortilla on the gas flame.
Yeah,
and is that how you do it?
Yeah. Huh?
So technically, you could put the pepperoni on.
Oh, just on top, sure.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. Again,
and then melt it that way.
This was beta phase. You know, I'll perfect it. I'll figure it out and make it a little. By the way, guys, I did a lot of cooking yesterday. I don't know what happened, but I made shrimp yesterday. Ooh. I made brats on the grill. I made chicken breasts on the grill. And then I made homemade orange chicken. My husband was like, okay, what are we? Oh, is this Old Country Buffet? Pick what you want. So I think we need to work on the Pet Mallow. That's my idea. I think this is something that you could like make
it. Is that what it's called?
I am not the inventor of this. I would like to. I need to make. I don't know who the inventor is, and I was also not the first one to try it. Somebody forced me to try it. One of our teammates at WTMJ, Rachel.
But you're
Fry.
The only one of us that has a food truck. That's what I'm saying.
I do have a food truck. That's true. We've talked about that. Yeah, I got a food truck.
How long will pepperoni last in the fridge?
Hours, days, weeks, months.
No.
One of those for sure.
Yeah, really? This was one of those bags that you buy, you know, when you are in the pizza area and they've got the pre-made dough. You know, like the Boboli's, or whatever, and you can buy the pizza sauce, and they had the pepperoni sitting right there, because I don't think pepperoni has to be refrigerated, does it?
Certainly should.
It has to be refrigerated. I don't know about refrigerated.
Have any, you know, digestion issues Jen?
No rumblies in the tumbly today.
If she has to sprint out of here at some point, we know what happened.
Are you aware of how old the pepperoni was? Did you look at the packaging, and you're just like, ooh, I can do this?
What do you want me to say?
How do you know pepperoni's bad?
Guessing. It's
I mean, it's a cured meat. Isn't the whole point of curing the meat so that it lasts longer than it originally did?
Can it get moldy?
Yes.
Oh, sure.
These were not moldy. So to be clear, these were not moldy pepperonis.
Okay, I'm gonna give it a run. And maybe it'll give me a run.
I'm telling you, Ashy, I think you and I should put our heads together and figure out a way to get this into your food truck so that I can get 60%.
Hold on.
Here's
it can
the
be
problem.
Stored indefinitely in the fridge.
What if
thank
you treated
you.
It, what if you made it like a grilled cheese, though? So you put the pepperoni on the flat griddle, which you have with the marshmallow, let it go, flip it. That could be delicious.
Stick it in a little tin foil.
Here's mine's going here.
Well, but here's the problem with putting it on the food truck. How many people know this thing exists? And how many people are going to go pepperoni, much like you had the visceral reaction yesterday of marshmallow and pepperoni? No.
You know, but it becomes like a state fair novelty thing, guys. Yeah. It becomes much like the chili pretzel, which BTW we are trying a little bit later today. Stick around for that, everybody. The chili pretzel with our friends over at Milwaukee Pretzel Company. It becomes a novelty. And that's what I'm saying. Initially, you only charge like $1 or $2, right? So the people are like curious about it, but the price doesn't like discourage them from trying it. And then it becomes a thing that follows you around. And in addition to the Rot's Hots, which are fantastic, you've
Rot
got
dog.
This. What?
Rot Dog.
Rot's Hots is the name of the truck.
Okay. In addition to the Rot's Hots, you have the Rot Dog. You also have the Pet Mallow. Do you like a different name? You think there's
no,
a different
I
name
like
for
that.
It?
I think that's good.
It was referred to as the Marsh Pep or Marsh Pup. I should probably get clarification that to me.
I think Pet Mallow.
I do.
I don't think we should try. I'm working on it.
Okay, put it on the poll. There's got to be a way of polling this and seeing if people would be willing to try it if you had it on the food truck.
There's always a way to poll
something.
Okay? It's just, with the food truck, you have such limited space.
Yeah.
Like, do you want to be taking up space with these things?
I really don't. It's pepperoni and mushroom. Or not mushroom. That actually sounds really good.
I mean, pepperoni and mushroom.
You put it on pizza. Yeah, that's normal.
You know what you should do? You should start making pizza on the food truck.
Take some dough, put a little bit of sauce on top, some cheese. I think you might be onto something. Here's a great idea for you. Don't tell anybody. We're going to trademark this sucker. All right, we've got Jason Wilde coming up next. Lots to talk about with him. Gabe has a radical theory, which is cancel the preseason. We'll talk to Jason Wilde about that right after this.
Ready, down, put.
All Packers, all the time.
So Jair has to prove that he can get back to that as well. So while they are all good, or they all were good last year when they did play, I do think that group has some question marks that have to be disproven.
Okay, most of the time.
Almonds specifically up, or all nuts?
Well, these nuts, those nuts, whatever nuts work.
It's Jason Wilde on Jen, Gabe, and Chew, brought to you by Boucher Automotive. With 16 different new car brands and over 35 pre-owned brands to choose from, Boucher Automotive, we are driven by you.
Great to be joined by our friend and teammate Jason Wilde to talk all things Packers, etc. Good morning, Jason. How are you doing today?
Hi, Jennifer. Long time no talk. How are you?
I'm good. Gabe has a radical idea. He wants to cancel the preseason. Preseason sucks. Hashtag. And he has a bunch of reasons he will share with us as the morning goes on as to why this is a good idea. Which side of the fence are you on? Are you more in the camp of, no, preseason has its benefits, or not, preseason sucks?
No, Gabe sucks.
Well, I agree.
Well, nobody believes him when he says that.
All right, Jason, you ready? Let's rumble!
Yeah.
Now, you know, you can't say the other thing, by the way. You can say, let's rumble. Yeah. You can't say, let's get ready. I'm not going to.
No, I'm talking to him. I'm talking to him. Be very careful. Based on recent events, be very careful.
That was
careful.
More of a Frank Costanza thing. Everybody calm down.
No.
I don't even use that word. There's like a list of words I won't say, and that's one of them just because of how litigious that fellow is. Yeah, Gabe, I don't want to spoil the rest of the program for everyone. So if you're going to give like one reason every segment for why the preseason sucks, I don't want to take that away from you. But yeah, you suck. I hate this idea.
But I'm not saying like, I mean, obviously you still need the practice and all that, Jason, but the coaches can figure out everything they need to know. You have a joint practice. You do all that. The games just need to go. Like, because everybody, every year, it's unbelievable how every year everyone gets fooled into, oh, football's back. No, this is not football. This is not what we are used to. This, like, Friday, tomorrow, it's just going to suck. It's going to be bad football with players who probably aren't going to be playing, half of which aren't going to be on the team when we hit the opening week. Like, this is, I mean, it's glorified USFL, XFL football.
Yeah, no, you suck, no doubt. All right, so here's the deal. So, and you're right, but you know what's even less of real football? Even less than preseason football. The stuff I watch at practice. Not that there's not scheme as they're installing the offense, defense, and I still can't believe we're calling it this we-fence scheme. Not that there's not, like, ultra-competitive periods where they're doing two-minute and whatever else, but the quarterback's not live. There's not even tackling. It's, you know, thud, as Chewy and all the NFL guys like to call it, where you square up to tackle the guy and you kind of pat him on the butt or on the hips.
But Jason,
yeah.
this thud that they run now is our mini camp thud.
Yeah, no, you're right.
It's again, a joke.
You're helping me. Thank you. Like, look, I totally understand your argument, Gabe. The problem is that you and I are on polar opposites of this spectrum, because everything you're going to argue today in favor of your opinion is accurate. There's no doubt about it. in all the way up to and including the, what was it, glorified USFL?
Yes.
Yeah, so that's what I love about it, though. Now, as Tausch and Jesse will attest on our fine program, Will D and Tausch, 9 to noon, right after Jen Gabe and Chewy here on 94.5 ESPN. Like, I like that stuff. Like, this was one of my favorite weeks because I'm my story for game day tomorrow in the State Journal is about the competitions at a variety of positions where, quite frankly, they've got good starters and they don't know what the hell they're going to do after that. Okay? So safety, for example. They've got Adrian Amos. They've got Darnell Savage. And then it's Vernon Scott. It's Dallin Leavitt, guys that other people don't necessarily care about, but I'm really interested in them because I'm interested in the against the odds guys, right? Another example, tight end. You know, I love Dominique Daphne. Dude was a bouncer at a bar in Des Moines, and then he became not only on the roster, but the guy was like playing meaningful snaps at tight end. And again, as we've spent much time on this show with the uncertainty with Tonyan's comeback and with Mercedes Lewis's age and with Gunga Glunga's inconsistency, whether it's him, whether it's Tyler Davis, whether it's Daphne, like there is opportunity there to, for lack of a better term, and I know I'm a romantic about this stuff, to keep the dream alive. And those guys on the roster, especially when they get past this stage and make a team and are on a team and then start doing things when the games do count, when it is real football, as you would call it. You know, Tremont Williams is number one with a bullet in my history of nobody guys that were playing snaps during this time of year and late in games during this time of year, who then became Pro Bowl players. And I realize he is the exception that proves the rule for you, but like this dude became one of the top five corners in the league in 09, 10, 11 during that time. And he was also the guy that nobody knew who the hell he was at family night when he picked off Favre. And Tim Van Voren and I are in the back room of the locker room, the Green Mile, which is where dreams went to die. And he's taking the microphone away from Tim every time Tim asks him a question, because that's what he thinks answering a TV person's questions is supposed to do. Those are the guys that I love preseason for. They've got like five or six guys now on the roster who played in the USFL. And so I am keep the dream alive guy. So every point you're going to make, I will not dispute, but I still love the preseason.
Well, Jason, I'm going to expand on that because I'm going to be the old guy now. And did you hear Jamal Williams' rant on Hard Knocks?
Yeah, I think
it gave me goosebumps, and I had to go see why. So yesterday afternoon, I went to watch Hard Knocks.
Instead of Ice Road Truckers?
It was Mountain Minute 4, so I had to...
You had some time in between.
Yeah, I had a little bit of time. But I'm like, I was blown away. I'm like, this is how a team should practice. You know? This is how a team should practice. Full speed, live tackling. I'm so sick of this. Well, we have to play patty cake because we don't want to get anybody hurt. I have yet to see film where I see a Packers practice where they go full speed. Where they go full speed. Holmgren would, I mean, this is, I'm blown away. Even when they do their one-on-ones, it's like, okay, it's just a nice day in the park. I'm running a dig here, throw it to me. I'm like, what are we doing here? And I'm going to say this. Not only will Detroit win seven games this year just on grit alone, and I would tell people, go watch the Hard Knocks, because that's how a team should practice. Now, it's a little nauseating. I don't know if you watched it, Jason, with Deuce Daly and Aaron Glenn, who make it all about themselves. which is stupid. Nope. But the way they practice is he is changing the culture there, and I am almost this far from saying Detroit will beat Green Bay once this year.
Well, it's happened already a couple times the last few years.
Yeah.
You know, I watched it too, and while I'm not get off my lawn guy, because I just got done mowing it with my zero-turn mower, Mark Chimura, I would say this. He is definitely doing things differently than the way the league has trended. I also did find myself asking, will this shtick wear off, especially with veteran players, if they don't win right away? Like, if they're not competitive, like if they go, you know, if they're 1-4 out of the gate, you know. But I thought the points that he made were really interesting because of this idea. Because I keep hearing LaFleur and others up here say, "Well, you got to build up that callus." Now, first of all, you know, I'm a writer, so yes, I use my hands to type, but I got no interest in most jobs that would lead to calluses on my hands, so I don't really like the analogy. But I understand it, right? Toughen you up, right? You got that hard, gritty skin then because of the callus. But what they're doing doesn't really strike me as callus-causing practice and work. So, yeah, I get what they're saying, but I think what they're trying to do is build up the quote-unquote callus without actually doing the things that lead to a callus. Now, I am torn on this because I am also two things. One, and you know, I love you, buddy, but, you know, the concussion stuff that impacts your life to this day, I still think of all these guys, you included, because, you know, I do a show every day with a former NFL player, and we don't joke about CTE because sometimes he forgets things. You know, Dorsey Levins, I see him and we talk about it all the time. He's a pretty big activist when it comes to this, that I do worry about the things that we don't know about repetitive head trauma and everything else. Like, there's guys complaining left and right about these great gazoo things that they're putting on top of their helmets, right? But if you're telling me that it's going to 10 to 20% less trauma to your brain during practice in close quarters where linemen are crashing into each other, I'm sorry, I'm going to be on board with that. At the same, and the part two of that is, I was in Pittsburgh when Jordy Nelson tore his ACL in a preseason game, and they lost the Super Bowl that day. That was a team, he had had 1,500 yards the year before. They melted down in Seattle and should have been in the Super Bowl the year before, and they lost the Super Bowl that day. Once he was done, didn't matter that James Jones came in and was really good. They were done. And so those two parts make me look at this time of year and realize the risk. At the same time, I like where they're at with preseason. I do think they need to do more in practice because I do think tackling is more than just diving at a rolling padded ring donut. But somewhere in between what most teams do and what Dan Campbell is doing is something better than what they do now. I believe in compromise.
Yeah.
Well,
if you practice smart, Jason, which you got to teach the guys, and that's what you teach them in their mini camps, is if you practice smart in, I remember Holmgren going nuts with the young guys during thud, just stay off the ground, right? Mm-hmm. Be an athlete, stay off the ground. But football still has to be football, and I guarantee you this, Jason, and it happens every year with teams that practice like Green Bay, we will be charting missed tackles for the first six games.
No doubt. Yeah.
We'll be charting missed tackles, 11 missed tackles, 10 missed tackles, missed tackles. So you have to practice it. Like you said, you can't tackle a donut and be like, hey, I want you to go try to tackle Derrick Henry. You know, bring out the big donut. Yeah, we need the bigger donut. I mean, come
on. Not only do they tackle the donut, but they tackle the donut and dive onto like a giant gymnastics pad. So like not only do they not tackle another human, but then when they land from tackling the rolling donut, they land
on a
cloud. And so, yes, somewhere, I'm not going to go full Chewy and not full Dan.
Yeah, I get it.
Somewhere in between, they can do better.
Sure.
Jason, good stuff from you this morning. We appreciate you. Have a great time, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Can't wait to listen to more of Gabe explaining why my favorite time of year sucks. All right, take care. Be good.
Gabe is on team, hashtag team cancel the preseason. Is it hashtag team or team hashtag cancel the preseason? Preseason sucks.
Team hashtag preseason sucks.
Team hashtag preseason sucks. Perfect. I got it. We figured it out. Look, we workshopped our way through that. He will continue to explain to us why the preseason sucks. And I'm reading a new book right now that may shed some light onto what Dan Campbell is actually trying to do in Detroit. That's next.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Can you say this? Can you still say kick at the cat?
What the hell does that mean?
You never heard that term? One more kick
Show
at the cat?
Show of hands, who's heard?
You guys never
heard. Kick of the cat.
Well, all right, Google it.
On 94.5 ESPN.
I'm blown away. Even when they do their one-on-ones, it's like, okay, if it's a nice day in the park, I'm running a dig here, throw it to me. I'm like, what are we doing here? And I'm going to say this. Not only will Detroit win 7 games this year just on grit alone,
but they will also chew.
I'm not there yet, but I think there's a chance they beat it. Beat the Pack.
Now, we look to see when Detroit and Green Bay face off this year. What did you say it was, Ashy? 9-17, 9-18?
9-18. The first one is in Detroit. The final game of the year is at Lambeau Field.
Is there a chance that that final game of the season, Green Bay's got something locked up, and therefore they take it easy, they don't play all their guys, and Detroit does walk away with a win?
Well, when's a win?
The Lions did beat the Packers last year then.
That was a win. I don't know. I just like how they do things there. You know, I mean, that Hard Knocks is a good watch. Like I said, the coaching is a little annoying because they're making it all about them and they're putting on a show. I'm like, shut up. Just coach your players. I don't need the theater. But they got some pieces, but I mean, they're going to be a tough football team. And I got my yellow card in my back pocket, like a soccer game, waiting to throw it down and say, Green Bay is soft. And Jason's there every day. And if Jason sees it, well, that's kind of mean. Jason sees it.
Yep.
He's like, what? I mean, this is patty cake. I have, and me and Gabe were talking when you were trying to find a spoon. That stuff reeks, by the way.
My yogurt?
What is that?
It's vanilla yogurt.
You checked the expiration date?
I just bought it. It's brand new. It's not like the pepperoni
sure
from the Pepello.
Sour cream?
Could you smell it?
Yeah.
It's very strong.
What the hell was I talking about?
You're making sense.
No, Jason saw it. I mean, Jason sees it. You know, he's like, are we going to go full pads here? And me and Gabe are talking. Like, I see Dallas in full pads. I see Tampa Bay in full pads. I've seen the Raiders in full pads. I've yet to see a clip of the Packers in full pads. Not to say they haven't gone, but
I mean,
sounds like they certainly haven't gone live, or they don't go live a lot.
See, next week is going to be a big week for them because they've got the joint practice with the Saints. Saints coming into town, so we'll have the joint practice with that before they play the Saints next Friday. So clearly they'll have some full tackling and
I just
that
thought
sort
even,
of stuff
aren't
there.
Those even tempered? Those are tempered, right? Because you don't want to like...
Yeah, they're tempered to an extent.
Again,
but
you're still trying not to get hurt. And also now you have the added challenge of it being another team. And, you know, I guess this is kind of when you start to see those scuffles a little bit, you know, where guys think a guy is going too hard. Right? There's not a mutual understanding of what level we're going at. And therefore somebody gets cranky about it.
Well, that's what kind of sidelined Josiah DeGuara's rookie season. Is he got a concussion in the joint practices that they had, and that kind of led to Aaron Rodgers not liking him. But you go a little bit harder, I would assume, there than you do in your normal practices because you get to hit somebody else versus hitting your own guys.
No, it's good. Holmgren would never do it just for that reason alone. I mean, there's a time to fight, and there's a time when it gets stupid, you know?
But you keep going back to Detroit because I love this. You watched Hard Knocks yesterday. You're seeing grit. You're seeing toughness. You're seeing that Campbell is obviously trying to change the culture there. So I just started reading the book, The Leadership Secrets of Nick Saban by John Talty. I think it was released yesterday or something. Pre-ordered it on Amazon, showed up at the house, started reading it. And guys, everywhere that Nick Saban went, and let's be very clear, I'm not saying that Dan Campbell is the next Nick Saban, okay? So don't come at me with that. But everywhere that he went, he had to change the culture because it was patty cake. It was, oh, we're so great. We don't need to try that hard. You know, veterans would have certain days off. And so he talks about how when he went to Toledo, he had to change the culture there and he had to convince guys. He put four garbage cans in the middle of practice and was like, those are going to get full. Because we're running you, and there's conditioning and all that stuff. And how everywhere he went, there were guys, too, who didn't buy in, who were like, nah, why would I do this when I could go somewhere else and do what I was doing before, which was easy street. And so they left. And it was frustrating for him to have that learning curve and that transitional period. But everywhere he's gone, he has won. Except if you talk about the Dolphins, but we don't need to talk about the Dolphins.
Yeah, I think
But even there, it was a change in culture because guys were used to Shula, who was kind of a player-friendly coach. And so he had to come in and instill that toughness. And I feel like that's the playbook that Campbell is coming off of.
That's why I'm pumping the brakes on Romeo Doubs and Samori Torre. I'm pumping the brakes, okay? When they're not in jam or the safety's not coming on but lighting them up or there's no full-speed tackling stuff like Detroit was doing, I'm pumping the brakes.
Yep.
Okay? I'm pumping the brakes.
Completely makes sense to me. But I don't know. We've spent a lot of time talking about the Lions the last 2 days. They're still just not a good team.
They're going to win five.
No, they're not a good team, Gabe, but you can win on grit alone. Like, you can, it's like, you know, I've seen a lot of fights in my life, and I've seen a smaller guy kick the crap out of a bigger guy, you know, because he wants it more.
Sure. Like, they, okay, they can. Week one against the Eagles, then they have the Commanders, Vikings. Maybe they can beat the Seahawks. Patriots, no. Cowboys, no. Dolphins, depends upon what Tua's doing. Packers, like, Bears, the Bears.
But I go back to 92 when our roster was just not good. And the locker room stunk, but Holmgren was tough. And they start to weed those guys out. And then we go to 93, and I think we make the playoffs that year.
You did?
I mean, the roster didn't go from terrible to, oh my God, we're great. It was just a progression. I'm just saying, I can see Detroit's progression, okay? Are they going to make the playoffs? Or are they going to win as long as Aaron Rodgers is in Green Bay? No.
Here's the problem with your projection, though, big guy, if you want to compare him to you. Jared Goff ain't Brett Favre.
Yeah, but Favre
He made some mistakes, but he was a superhero,
man.
Superhero.
I agree.
And like, part of the reason you guys won some of those games, yeah, it was grit, but part of it is because you had a future Hall of Famer who was coming into his own at that time.
No, and that's what I'm saying. I'm like, they're not going to be relevant as long as Aaron is playing football. I'm just saying, you put Jordan Love in there, and all of a sudden, things start to tighten up a little bit.
Gabe, do you think it's justifiable for teams to approach the preseason, to approach training camp differently based on who they are, what they do? Because, again, this goes back to your point about the preseason sucking and also what we were talking to Jason Wilde about, which is it doesn't seem like the Packers have really gone all out yet in training camp.
100%.
So, like, there's difference. Depending on where you are, you handle this stuff differently.
Yeah, it depends upon where you are in the league. Because the Lions, they can do this, right? First, they have to change the culture, as we've been talking about. The Lions need to change that culture because it's terrible. Second of all, they don't have anything to lose. Like, they're not expected to win anything or go. So if one of their top guys gets hurt doing some of the things that Dan Campbell is doing, it becomes a footnote on SportsCenter. Oh, and, you know, Amon-Ra St. Brown ends up going down. Oh, what a bummer. You know, okay. And then you move on to the next story. Like, the Lions aren't expected to compete for anything. But if the Packers suffer a key injury during a practice, during a game that doesn't matter before we get to the regular season, like, that could be devastating for them. That's leading, you know, first take, that's leading Get Up, and it's going to be a story for, you know, a half hour of those shows. There's nothing expected of the Lions, so they can get away with this where the Packers, the Buccaneers, the Bills, the Chiefs, my guess is that all those teams aren't going as hard as what we saw
but
on Hard Knocks.
Let me just read last year's games for the Lions, because they lost a lot of close ones, right? They lose to the 49ers first 33-41. Green Bay, 35-17. Lose to Baltimore, 19-17. Could have very easily been a win.
Sure.
They lose to Minnesota, 17-19. Very easily could have been a win.
Sure.
I mean, they're not really getting blown out anywhere. I mean, even against the Rams, they lose 28-19. It's not horrible.
Yeah, again, you're grading on a curve.
Correct. But that's their first year of trying to... They lose to the Browns, 10-13. They lose to the Bears, 14-16. They lose... they beat the Vikings, get killed by the Broncos, lose to Atlanta, 16-20. I mean, note that... That's the difference between how many wins they have last year? Three?
Three.
Yeah.
Three
it could have very easily been seven, right?
Could have, but it wasn't.
I'm just seeing a progression, Gabe. That's all I'm saying. I don't think they're going to be relevant, but I like what he's doing there.
Are you saying, let me ask this, Chewy, in 2 years, playoff team, contending?
If they get a quarterback. It's all about getting a quarterback. You have to have a quarterback.
Sure, but then
they draft a QB? Well, here's the problem. If they take that next step into the progression, they're not going to be in range to take one of the quarterbacks that everybody's going to be drooling over next spring during the draft.
But what happens with Lamar Jackson?
Oh, Lamar, at the very least, Lamar's getting franchise tagged. Like, he ain't going anywhere.
Who's another potential decent guy they could get?
Free quarterbacks who hit the free agent market are guys like Kirk Cousins.
Like, and I don't want to go Ryan Tannehill. Yeah, I don't want to go too deep into Detroit because I really don't care. I'm just saying I like the way they're doing things, and I'm not necessarily sure I like the way the Packers are doing things.
800-990-3776. That's our old National Bank talk and text line. We're going to get to Gabe's list of why the preseason sucks right after this. And if the preseason sucks, does the NFL have an obligation to fix it in any way? We'll talk about that right after this on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Stream live sports, original content with ESPN+. That's right. You can get all those live sporting events. You think about the MLB Sunday night games, the NBA, and all the games that they have on ESPN Plus. Plus, you get that access to the award-winning 30 for 30 library. One of the reasons why I love ESPN Plus and I subscribe to ESPN Plus, because you get live coverage from 35 PGA Tour events each and every year. And you can bundle ESPN Plus with Disney Plus. Think of all the movies that are on Disney Plus, all the original series that are on Disney Plus, part of Marvel, Star Wars, all those different series. And you can always watch Rise, the story of Giannis and his journey to the NBA. Stream anytime, anywhere. And to find out more about bundling ESPN Plus and Disney Plus today, go to ESPNMilwaukeeBundle.com. That's ESPNMilwaukeeBundle.com to learn more.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Yeah.
When teams are doing their background checks on Jalen Jackson.
Johnson.
They're going to do a... There's enough out there to do a background check.
You got this, big guy. You got it.
I'm out of here. See ya. Bye. It's been real. It's been fun, but it hasn't been real fun.
He thought he nailed it.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Jen, Gabe, and Chewy on ESPN Milwaukee.
You want to have a company function that I show up for? Play some Steely Dan. I'll be there.
Now, Chewy,
is this what you're listening to when you're pumping iron?
No, I'm cutting the grass. This is total grass music.
Oh, 100%. I could see that.
Yeah.
Should I be blasting this on at the Ash Bash?
You won't need to.
We've got an outdoor speaker. We got a Bluetooth speaker in the truck. Good?
No, I'm not allowed to play Steely Dan or polka music. Let's just bowl. That's what I grew up with. Now, who doesn't love a little polka music?
I mean, you can't play Horsey Keep Your Tail Up. If you can't do that,
Eddie,
is it even
Blazojczyk?
A party?
Chicago Town? Come on. Been number one on the polka list for years.
If you think that I'm about to side with you on this, you are absolutely mistaken. I would rather hear anything other than polka music.
Oh, wait a minute. North side of Chicago, it's all polka.
That's very true. Maybe, maybe that's why.
What are you basing that on?
I've been there.
So have I.
What are you basing that on?
You've never been to the north side of Chicago?
I've been to all the sides of Chicago.
Okay.
I've never heard polka music once.
Brag.
So have you.
Well-traveled individual.
Are you going to be traveling around the north side of Chicago with your stolen car? You're gonna have a tough
maybe
time,
it's on the north side of Chicago.
Getting around?
Yeah, why not?
Speaking hopefully of, at some point, there. We will need to get a it. Dude, where's your car update. So hold on to that.
All right, let me know. It'll be short.
Gabe, tell us why the preseason sucks. You've been banging this drum all morning long. Obviously, tomorrow night the Packers play the 49ers, and you're not at all excited. Tell us why the preseason sucks.
Well, so we have top eight today. So I'm thinking, oh, I'll come up with a list. And I've been kind of railing against the preseason. I'm like, oh, I'll find the list of the top eight Packers receivers from the 2021 preseason. Guess what I can't do? The top eight list of Packers who had receptions or receiving yards in 2021 during the preseason, because there were only seven. Only eight were targeted, one of which was Chris Blair. So if you're thinking, oh, we're going to learn something about Romeo Doubs, we're going to learn something about Sammy Watkins, we're going to learn something about these Packers receivers, no, you're not. You're going to lead Jack squat about this. You're going to see Jordan Love out there, bunch of scrubs. Like, this isn't going to be real football. As I said to Jason earlier, this is glorified USFL and XFL. Guess what I didn't do while the XFL was on and when the USFL was on? I wasn't tuning in going, ooh, I can't wait to watch this kind of football. No, this is going to be terrible. It's going to be boring. It sucks. It stinks. It's bad football. I got better things to do on a Friday night. SmackDown's on Friday night. Triple H is running things now for WWE, and it's gotten a lot better. Suggest you check that out along with GKW tonight,
Gabe,
6 o'clock.
Gabe ESPN is a Milwaukee. Fraud because I have sources that have seen him at Discount Liquor picking up his six-pack of High Life. He's been the Bunzels.
What do you think I need to get through to be able to watch that?
His remote is already on his chair, okay, at his place, tuned to whatever stations it's on.
First of all,
there is no way you are not watching tomorrow. Nobody believes you.
Well, no,
okay?
I'm not saying I'm
you
not
are
watch.
The world's biggest toad, and you what? Are going to be fired up. And they're going to be down by three, and you're going to be going, go for it. Don't kick the field goal.
Well, yeah, God, no. Because the last thing you want, you know the worst thing? The only thing worse than preseason football is overtime preseason football. That is the only thing that is worse than preseason football.
Are you
football.
Watching?
Of course I'm going to watch, because I have to watch for this job. But that's the part that sucks, Chew, is I have to watch. I have to sit down, and I got to watch Jordan Love. I got to watch Danny Etling. Danny bleeping Etling. How is that going to help me learn what the Packers are doing in the regular season? You think I care about him or Danny Davis? Like, the only reason I know his name is because he played for Wisconsin. Now everybody's going to be rooting for him. They can't believe that they cut Danny Davis. And I got to listen to Rodgers stump for Juwan Winfrey? Winfrey ain't making the damn team, Aaron. You think I care? Like, I watched him run bad routes when he had to play against Arizona last year. Like, you think I just want to watch more bad route running? No, I don't need to. I don't need this in my life, but I have to watch it because it's the Packers and it's on. Get rid of the preseason games for once and for all. High school doesn't need it. College doesn't need it. But the NFL needs their three preseason games.
Are there any redeeming qualities of the preseason game? Any reason why you can think that maybe we should have it a tune-up, a warm-up, you know, start accelerating into full speed so that once week one hits, you're good?
Packers aren't going to play any of their guys. So it doesn't serve any of that purpose. Zero purpose. It sucks.
Here's the thing. Gabe is angry.
I like when he's angry.
I think I have the thing that is going to make him feel better. I think I have the thing. Two words, Gabe.
Mm-hmm.
Chili pretzel.
Ooh. Watch a pizza.
That's next on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.